For high school seniors trying to choose a college, there are plenty of lists out there of the best of the best. If you want Nobel Prize winners teaching your classes, look at U.S. News and World Report. If you want to go to college with the people who will make the most money, check out Forbes' ranking. Now, the Brookings Institution has gotten into the game with a tool that lets you see the value added of any college. Economist Jonathan Rothwell designed it.
We're focusing on the economic outcomes of alumni from community colleges and four-year colleges around the country. And what we're trying to do is predict what outcomes would be for students with certain test scores, family income background, and the difference between actual outcomes and predicted outcomes is what we're saying is the value added of the college.
For example, Brookings says that the average student who enrolls for 2 years at Collin County Community College District should earn about $57,000 a year based on their test scores and demographics, but they're actually making more than $62,000 a year. That means that the value added of this school is 9%. Which is high. There are plenty of people who will never go to the Ivy League who still want the biggest income boost from their college investment. Dartmouth graduates may be pulling in over $100,000 a year, but the average student return on investment is higher at Collin County. Here's Collin College President Neil Matkin. He says his students are leaving his school ready for four-year colleges or for careers.
Our job as the community college is to open doors for those that are affluent as well as those that are struggling, provide those low-cost entry and on-ramps to higher education. And I think we're doing that.
Collin College was ranked in the 89th percentile by Brookings for boosting earnings of students. Tarrant County Community College District in Fort Worth was in the 69th percentile, still above average. Brookings also ranked four-year colleges. Some in Texas did well. Texas A&M is in the 95th percentile, Southern Methodist in the 81st. A little down the list, in the 74th percentile for boosting earnings, are Dallas Baptist, UT Arlington, and UT Dallas. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.